Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Bibliophile Advent Calendar for Book Lovers by Jane Mount is a holiday-themed interactive paper calendar created for readers and fans of her bibliophile aesthetic. Rather than functioning as a conventional narrative book, it works as a seasonal object designed to be opened across 25 days in December. The calendar combines miniature book-shaped folded cards, bookish prompts, trivia, illustrations, a small keepsake journal, and a built-in bookshelf for displaying the pieces after they are opened. Its purpose is both celebratory and reflective. It turns the countdown to Christmas into a daily reading-related ritual while also encouraging users to think about their reading habits, favorite books, and literary memories. The format makes it part gift, part collectible, and part journaling tool, which places it at the intersection of stationery gift book and novelty advent calendar categories. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a paper advent calendar built around the rituals of reading. The most distinctive feature of this calendar is that it treats reading culture itself as the subject of the holiday countdown. Instead of chocolate, toys, or religious imagery, each day offers a literary prompt, trivia item, or illustration tied to books and bookish life. That choice matters because it makes the calendar more than a decorative seasonal item, it becomes a recurring reading ritual. The 25-day structure gives the user a reason to engage with the book daily, even if only for a few minutes, and this regularity is central to the product's appeal. It aligns with the broader logic of advent calendars, which rely on suspense, accumulation, and repetition, but adapts those mechanics to a specifically bibliophile audience. In that sense, the calendar is less about narrative progression than about creating a patterned experience of anticipation. The literary framing also makes it suitable for readers who like objects that reflect their interests, not just their tastes. It is designed to be opened, handled, displayed, and remembered, which gives reading culture a physical and seasonal form. Secondly, Jane Mount's signature visual style is the calendar's main attraction. Jane Mount's name is important here because the calendar is tied to the recognizable visual language that has made her bibliophile work popular. Her art, especially the stacked book motif and clean, playful illustrations, gives the calendar a distinct identity that separates it from generic gift products. This matters because the calendar depends heavily on visual charm. The miniature folded cards are meant to look like tiny books, and the whole object is built around the pleasure of seeing bookish imagery rendered with care. The style is not merely decorative. It reinforces the idea that books can be collected, arranged, and admired as objects as well as read as texts. For fans of Mount's earlier bibliophile titles and related merchandise, the calendar extends a familiar aesthetic into a new format. That continuity is part of its value proposition. Buyers are not only getting an advent calendar, but also a piece of a broader illustrated bookish brand. In a crowded holiday market, recognizable design becomes a practical differentiator, especially for readers who want gifts that feel curated rather than mass-produced. Thirdly, miniature cards, keepsake journal, and bookshelf create an interactive system. The calendar is structured as a set of connected components rather than a single static object, and that interactivity is one of its strongest design features. The 24 miniature folded cards provide the daily reveals, while the small bookshelf gives users a place to store or display the pieces after opening them. The included keepsake journal adds another layer by shifting the experience from passive consumption to personal recording. This combination is important because it turns the calendar into a system of use, not just an array of surprises. The user reads the prompt, reacts to it, places the item on the shelf, and may then write a response in the journal. That sequence encourages reflection and repetition, which increases the object's usefulness beyond the holiday season. The journal also broadens the calendar's audience. It appeals not only to people who enjoy novelty, but also to those who like tracking books, collecting thoughts, or preserving yearly highlights. Compared with many advent calendars that are disposable by design, this one is meant to have a second life as a keepsake and display piece, which makes its paper construction feel intentional rather than temporary. Fourthly, a gift object aimed at book communities, not just individual readers. The calendar is positioned for a wide book-centered audience, and that broad but specific targeting helps explain its commercial appeal. It is relevant to book club members, librarians, teachers, aspiring writers, holiday shoppers, and collectors of literary-themed objects. It also fits the habits of online book communities such as Bookstagram and BookTok, where visually appealing and highly shareable bookish items often perform well. This audience fit is significant because the calendar is not simply for people who read a lot. It is for people who enjoy expressing that identity through objects, rituals, and seasonal traditions. The product works especially well as a gift because it is easy to understand, displayable, and clearly themed. It can also be bundled with Jane Mount-related products, which reinforces its role as part of a broader bookish gift ecosystem. In practical terms, this makes the calendar valuable to retailers and consumers alike. It occupies a niche that blends novelty, design, and reader identity. Its strongest audience appeal comes from recognizing that book lovers often want more than books. They also want artifacts that reflect the social and aesthetic side of reading. Lastly, a collectible holiday object that turns reflection into part of the format. What separates this calendar from many other literary gifts is that it is built around reflection as well as surprise. The prompts and trivia do not only entertain, they also encourage users to think about their reading year, favorite titles, and personal book history. The keepsake journal formalizes that reflective element, making the calendar useful as a memory aid and reading companion. This gives the product a practical dimension that extends beyond December, since the journal can be revisited after the holiday season. The collectible quality also matters. Because the calendar is all paper and visually distinctive, it invites careful keeping rather than casual disposal. That makes it closer to an annual tradition object than a one-time novelty in the category of bookish holiday items. This combination is notable. Many products are either decorative or functional, but this one tries to do both while also serving as a commemorative item. Its contribution is not literary analysis in the academic sense, but it does create a structured occasion for readers to notice and record their habits. That makes it especially appealing to people who value books as part of personal history. In conclusion, Bibliophile Advent Calendar for Book Lovers will most strongly appeal to readers who enjoy literary-themed gifts, book club participants, librarians, teachers, collectors of paper goods, and fans of Jang Mount's bibliophile artwork. Its main advantage is that it does not treat the advent calendar as a novelty container alone. That combination gives it more staying power than many seasonal products, since it can be used, displayed, and remembered rather than simply opened and discarded. It also stands out in the bookish gift category because the design is cohesive, the visual style, interactive format, and journaling element all support the same idea of celebrating reading as a lived practice. Compared with ordinary gift books or decorative holiday calendars, this one offers a more specific identity and a more participatory experience. For buyers looking for something that feels literary without being generic, it is a well-positioned and carefully designed seasonal object. If you would like to support Jang Mount, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.